this is Larry London, and I welcome you once again to Border Crossings. Today, we're talking to an international duo who call themselves, I believe it is Cairo. Is that how you say your names?
Yes, sir.
Cairo. Now, it's interesting because they've called themselves Cairo. They're originally from Nigeria. They are living in Houston. Quite a bunch of information to process. Yes. Welcome EJ and AK, who just met each other today for the first time.
Hello. So,
hello.
Welcome, guys. It's great to have you here on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, please. Thank you. Goodness.
So who's EJ?
I'm EJ.
And you're AK. That leaves AK for you. So yeah. What does EJ stand for and what does AK stand for?
So my full name is Ejirogene Daniel Ojigoro, but people really can't say that. Yeah. And I think in middle school, I had a friend named TJ, and I was like, yo, your name's sick. In like sixth grade, I was like, all right, I'm changing my name to EJ.
Yeah.
And then he just followed suit.
Yeah, I just followed suit. My full name is Apewogene Daniel Ojigoro, so it's like kind of the same endings and everything like that, but AK and EJ is just so much easier for everybody.
Well, one of the cool things about this interview is not only is this seen on the web here in the U.S., but we have a large following in Nigeria, where you guys are original from. So the people in Nigeria, they can say your name. Us people here in America, very hard to say. But we'll stick with EJ and AK. Who's older?
Me. 2 minutes.
Yes. 2 minutes older. Is he bossier? Is he?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yes. People say that I act like the oldest.
Don't listen to him.
How old are you guys?
21.
21, and he's 21 in 2 minutes.
Yes.
All right. So basically, you know, what makes two brothers decide they want to record music together? I mean, you hang out together, you grew up together, you played together, you go to school together, and now you want to work together?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we started in the church, really. We started in the church, and we sang for our dad's church for the worship team and everything.
And then, after that, I, started, putting out covers on my Instagram in high school, freshman year. And then soon after, he followed suit, and we started doing covers, and then we started, hey, let's start putting out original music, and just started the cycle.
Yeah.
is it true what they say about twins? Do you guys really finish each other's sentences? Do you really like the same exact things, the same foods, the same type of music?
It's true for us. Yeah. Not 100% everything, but most things are the same. We'll catch ourselves singing the same lyrics to the same song at the same time randomly,
or finding the same harmony at the same time.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's like some science experiment. It's kind of weird.
Have you ever used it to your advantage? Like in school, you know, when one of you gets sick, the other one gets to go out with the same girl, you know, but she doesn't know.
We actually tried once to switch classes and he messed it up.
I didn't mess up. Somebody in that class was like, oh, this is not AK. Patting me out. I was like, come on, bro.
That's right. He gets the C's. You're getting A's. What's up with that? You can't be the same guy.
Oh, my goodness.
So why did you call yourselves Cairo? Give me the story behind that name.
So we'd been looking for a name for like a month. We're like, man, like we had another name before and it just wasn't up to par with what we wanted. So we're just like, okay, like we need a whole new, we need to redo this and stuff. So we looked for a month. We were just pitching.
Yeah.
Nothing was working. And then I started writing our names down on, a notebook. And his full name is EJIRO. So I was like, okay, I wrote that down. Then I wrote AK. So I was like, okay, let's see if we can combine these. So I took AK, flipped it. And then I took the end of his name, which is IRO. And I put it together. I was like, oh, this sounds really cool. At first, I was like, okay, like this is another one that we're not going to use. Yeah. And then EJ walked in and I was like, what do you think of Cairo? I was like, this is it. Yeah. This is it right here.
Well, that's great. I mean, this is exciting times for you guys. You have a brand new EP coming out, Love Letters from Houston.
Yes.
And that's because that's what you call home now is Houston.
Yes.
You guys are down the block from Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce. So, I mean, it's been a long road from Nigeria, and I want to hear more about that story. But, you know, in Houston right now, you're paying tribute to your home city.
Yes.
Are there songs on the album about Houston, Texas?
There's one song that we say 713. What is it? 713. She's in the 818. It's where we had like, our process was like, we had producers and our managers were all in LA, and we would fly out from Houston and go to LA and record and make all the music.
Yeah.
And, but like all the ideas would be stemmed and like, we just like make the hooks and everything in Houston, and it all started from there.
So
we just went over there to flesh it out. And yeah, so I think that's one of the songs where we like pay homage to like, okay, this is like from Houston first, 7 months. And it's really
that
really
song's cool. called Daydream off the EP.
What are you gonna do for us first? What song are you gonna play?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think Someone Like You.
Yeah.
It's the first song, the first single that we did.
So tell me about the song. Which one of you wrote it? What's the story of the song itself?
Yeah.
He wrote the hook.
I wrote the hook in Houston, and I was just like playing. At the time, I could barely play guitar as good as I can now, but I just had some few chords, and I was like, this is a cool hook. And then pushed it over to our producers, Adam and JL, and we're like, okay,
we all just went in and wrote the
thing. Just wrote the whole thing, and it was pretty dope.
And what's the song about?
It's honestly,
it's kind of like a cry in the sense of like you're wondering how you got so lucky with a person that you love. So
having a significant other that's like, oh, like I don't deserve this
type of thing.
And it's like just kind of crazy, like how could someone like you love somebody like me, like I'm this and you're this.
It's like the first stage of like infatuation with somebody.
Definitely.
Well, and the name of the song again is
Someone Like You.
Someone Like You. Here are Cairo, and this is Border Crossings.
This song for you. Took my time just to catch the butterflies that I felt last night. I took them in this tune. When I first met you, I felt like deja vu. Moonlit nights, lost in your eyes, and we never fall. You clear my clouds away, wait. Only having sunny days. Say I'm trying to set in different ways. How could someone like you love somebody like me? When I close my eyes at night, girl, you're all that I see. How could someone like you love somebody like me? And I know it might mean nothing, but you're everything to me. Genuine connection, not my perfections. You got all of my attention. I swear you deserve a mention. Honest opinion, you're my one in a million. Giving me a chance, I hope you understand. I won't take you for granted. You clear my clouds away, but only having sunny days. September, I'm on. I'm trying to set in different ways. How could someone like you love somebody like me? When I close my eyes at night, girl, you're all that I see. How could someone like you love somebody like me? And I know it might mean nothing, but you're everything to me. It's all good, it's alright. It feels better when I'm by your side. I just want you with me, cause you really get me. It's all good, it's alright. It feels better when I'm by your side. I just want you with me, cause you really get me. How could someone like you love somebody like me? When I close my eyes at night, girl, you're all that I see. How could someone like you love somebody like me? And I know it might mean nothing, but you're everything to me.
Border Crossings, they are Cairo, and that's Someone Like You, which is, I believe that's on the new EP, right?
Yes.
That was the first single off the new EP. Wow. Very, very exciting times. Is this your first EP? Is this the debut?
Yes. Debut project.
Wow. It's real exciting times. And so what do you got planned for the future? There must be a tour coming up.
We have a show next week.
We have a show.
Yeah.
All right.
May 25th, whenever the whole EP gets out.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, you got to have a tour. The tour's got to be more than one show. So I'm sure there's going to be a tour.
Yeah.
Gonna hopefully take you around the world. And you guys, speaking of around the world, you're born in Nigeria. How much time did you spend in Nigeria before you moved to Houston?
Like before we came here, we spent 16 months.
Like 16, yeah. We won
the visa lottery.
Our family won the visa lottery, and we moved from there to California first. And then because we moved to California because the ticket and the people that ran the visa lottery, they're like headquarters were in California. So that's where we thought we had to go. And we got there like, oh, this is expensive. And we moved down to Texas, which the heat and everything is kind of the same as like Nigeria and everything. Yeah. So it was like, all right, we find our place. But yeah.
So you weren't even 2 years old when you guys moved.
No.
So you don't have much memory about back home in Nigeria.
Not too much.
We
not
went back much. When we were like 7 years old, but other than that,
I definitely want to go back soon. Very soon.
That's our goal.
Now, how big is your family?
Too big.
Too big. There's so many.
We have so many cousins and people that like say that they're our cousins. We're like,
yeah.
Are you sure? Are we blood related? And it's like all just all together.
Any, I mean, brothers and sisters that are also doing music or seem to have an interest in music?
Yeah, we have a little sister. Yeah. She writes some songs. She's 14.
Yeah, she's pretty crazy.
She's better than us.
I was not writing songs like that.
Wow. So who do you guys get inspired by? I mean, who are your influences musically?
When we first, like, honestly, I think when we first started music was like when we were younger, we saw Justin Bieber and
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers was a big one because we were like, oh, they're a brother band.
Yeah.
You got to try this and like, do this as well. But yeah, I think it's like, I mean, Khalid, who else?
Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, a lot of the pop stars that are in the industry right now.
Like,
pretty much. Influence.
So that's how you describe your music, is pretty well mainstream pop?
Yes. And there's a few like flashes of R&B as well. And
like, some like rock pop
a
little
in
some like future down the line
future projects
So what is the I've got the EP out, Love Letters from Houston. What's coming up next? Well, how do you finish that or follow that up? Is there another EP? Have an album? What is the plan for you guys?
I think first we're gonna start with maybe a remix of one of our songs on off the EP.
I think that's coming.
That's the first step.
After that, I definitely think we'll drop another EP this year.
Yeah.
Later on, like fall time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know a name for that right now.
Nothing's confirmed.
Yeah.
The music is done, but
You haven't picked a name? What are the names you're tossing around?
I know we had like some other thing like Return to Sender.
Yeah.
Talking about the letters.
Yeah.
Which could be cool. But or like something to do from LA or something. I don't know. But we're just like
something that like builds the world between EP1 and EP2.
We're trying to like connect it.
Yeah.
But
excellent. Yeah. Would you guys do another song for us?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the next single or the next tune?
Anymore Anyway.
Yeah. I think Anymore Anyway.
So tell me about it.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
This song is very, very deep. It's a song that basically you have a lot of questions about a relationship that you had and how that person's doing after you guys have finally split up and stuff.
And after having so much time after your breakup, it's like, should I even call you? Should I?
Yeah.
Because we're two different people at this point. And the chorus is like, I don't even know you anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of like in your feels, like
very in your
feels. Some sad stuff, but yeah. It's a tearjerker for real.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Anywhere, Anyway?
Anywhere, Anyway, yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. Cairo, once again, this is Border Crossing. Stay with us.
I reminisce when it's raining. All of the nights that we stayed in. I've been thinking about that. Do you think about that? Time you got so upset you said nothing. I was somebody you trusted. I've been thinking about that. So how is it going with your new life? New life, new life. Did the heartbreak change the way you spend your nights? Do you think of me sometimes? Sometimes, sometimes. I wanna reach out. I wonder who you are now. everything change. Yeah, okay, my head and my dreams. Yeah, okay, I won't call you now. I don't even know you anymore. Anyway, stay in my lane. Yeah, okay, it's better this way. Yeah, okay, I won't call you now. I don't even know you anymore. Anyway, remember the last time, the long stairs and side fit. Try not to look back. I haven't been back. Save the box on the shelf in my closet. No matter what, once I see it, try not to look back. So how is it going with your new life, new life, new life? Did the heartbreak change the way you spend your nights? Do you think of me sometimes, sometimes, sometimes? I wanna reach out, I wonder who you are now. Everything changed, yeah, okay, my head and my dreams. Yeah, okay, I won't call you now. I don't even know you anymore. Anyway, stay in my lane. Yeah, okay, it's better this way. Yeah, okay, I won't call you now. I don't even know you anymore. Anyway,
Crossings Anymore Anyway, and that is another track off of Love Letters to Houston. That's from Cairo, who are with us today, joining us. I believe you're home. Are you guys at home in Houston right now?
Right now we're in El Paso. Yeah. We're on a drive back in California to Houston.
Yes.
But, oh, yeah. So you've been doing some showcase things and performing some music for
rehearsing for the show.
Yes.
On Wednesday.
Wow. So good. So tell me about your show. What's it going to be like when we go out to see Cairo? Are we going to see dancing? We're going to see lasers. What are we going to see?
I'd say expect the unexpected, because yeah, right now we have three songs.
Yeah, we have three songs and they're all like really chill.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to perform some unreleased.
A lot of unreleased.
And it's like full band stuff. So it's going to be sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this journey that together, has it been a lifelong thing or was it an idea in the last few years? I mean, how did the plan to actually make a group together come about?
Yeah. In high school, we put out some songs and we had our friend Rishi, who was our like producer back then, mm-hmm. would help us like put out stuff. And then whenever the pandemic hit and during college, we went back home and we started doing covers on like TikTok, and that blew us up to like 1 million followers. And we got reached out to by our managers and producers. And mm-hmm. from there, we're like, hey, let's like see if we can start doing actual original music and like get a whole brand and get everything like set and ready. And from then it was like, all right, I think this is like mutual that let's like go on forward together, yeah. like as a real group duo.
Well, that's great. I mean, and it's not easy. I mentioned it at the very beginning. It really isn't easy to be in a band with somebody you live with, love, family member, you know, I mean, it's a different kind of tension or stress, or you know, there's different kinds of challenges where you need your space sometimes, but yet you're working together. Are you guys competitive?
Always.
Definitely. Oh my goodness.
Definitely.
We
always fight over like which verse is better.
Yeah.
Like, who gets this part of a song?
Oh, okay. Yeah. A lot, you know, there's a lot of great, like Chloe and Haley, they have just kind of decided to do their own solo stuff. I mean, right now for the time being, Chloe's got her thing. So yeah. what you know, I mean, you guys are going to stay together as a group. You're also doing solo stuff as well, other projects. How do you envision the future, the next couple of years for you?
I think we'd probably stay together for as long as we would like to.
Yeah.
I mean, solo projects aren't like our biggest thing on our minds right now. We haven't really thought of any like solo projects. Anything I've really thought of is really just us together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're gonna stick together. Yeah.
What do you think is your greatest strength? Songwriting or singing?
That's a good question. I think singing, because yeah, singing is probably. I think we're still building our songwriting abilities.
Yeah.
Definitely better than 2 years ago when we were just like rhyming words.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, we're definitely. I think it's more. For me, it's more building the songwriting. Like the singing was my first thing, and then now like really focused.
I'm trying to catch up on the song,
especially for these projects that are gonna be.
Yeah.
So, and the songs on Love Letters from Houston are about love. Obviously, the first two songs you've done for us are about love and relationships.
Yeah.
So the whole, it's kind of a concept EP. It's got a story, and the theme is love.
Definitely.
And so, I mean, when you're writing songs, is it a collaboration? Does one of you do the lyrics and one of you does the melody? What's the process for you guys, for Cairo?
It's usually, I mean, for EP one specifically, EJ had a lot of the hooks like already done. So he came up to me with the hooks, and then I would just come in with like the verses and like how we would lead into the hooks. And we just, from there, like I would either edit his hook and then we'd like make the verses like make sense going into each other and stuff. I mean, we would take all these ideas to the studio, and our producers would work on the beat, and while they're working on that, we're in the back like working on the lyrics.
Yeah.
Then they turn around and we like all together finish it out. And
And so when there's a disagreement, who gets the last word? I mean, is it a rock, paper, scissors, or is there somebody you guys have figured out, you know, I'm 2 minutes older, so I'm going to win this or do you go back and forth? How's that work?
Honestly, so there are times in the studio when we're like, I want this verse, and we'll rock, paper, scissors for it.
Yeah.
So that's how it ends up.
But, That's great. Well, you guys are a lot of fun, you know, and it's very exciting, you know, the music you're doing. And is there anybody you want to collaborate with who you'd like to work with on your wish list?
Gosh, I think every artist that we mentioned before,
Khalid,
Justin Bieber,
Sean, Ed Sheeran would be insane. So many like
Bruno Mars,
Anderson .Paak, so many like talented and compelling artists.
All right, we got time for one more song. So what's the last one you're going to treat us to?
This one's called Love on TV.
Yes.
This one is a personal favorite too.
Love on TV.
Yes.
What's that about? Obviously Love on TV, but there must be some story.
This one is, I wrote this hook a few years ago, but it's about like, the hook says, if love isn't what we see on TV screens and write in our journals and live in our dreams, then what are we doing this for? Mm-hmm. I think I was watching like an episode of like Martin, and I was like seeing like Martin and Gina and like their like relationship and stuff. And I was like, yo, this would be cool to like write about like whenever like you see stuff like this on TV, people like see movies and everything. It's like, well, if it's not like this, and I don't want it. And so like, I thought it was pretty cool to like put that into a song. And, and that's how
it was. Love on TV. Here are Cairo.
Give me a moment to realize that we're not the same anymore. Fight in front of this audience, but that's not what I signed up for. Trying to find the balance on these waves. I'm drowning in the words you used to say. I'll never go, you'll never be alone. Now we're just actors on a canceled show. If love isn't what we see on TV screens, and writing our journals and living our dreams, what are we doing this for? Tell me, what are we doing this for? Just one mistake makes us fall to our knees. We both know we're hurt, but still do as we please. What are we doing this for? Tell me, what are we doing this for? Discouraged from talking about our problems, hoping the silence will dissolve them, but we both know words left us in. Are better off kept in our heads. Trying to find the reasons we should stay together, but honestly, it hurts for me to say I'll never go, you'll never be alone. Now we're just actors on a canceled show. Love isn't what we see on TV screens, and writing our journals and living our dreams. What are we doing this for? Tell me, what are we doing this for? Just one mistake makes us fall to our knees. We both know we're hurt, but still do as we please. What are we doing this for? Tell me, what are we doing this for? Is this for nothing? Oh, nothing at all. Is it nothing? Nothing. Thought we were something. I thought we were something. Is this for nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Is it nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing. Thought we were something.
Good, thought we were something.
something, throbbing with something.
Border Crossings, they are Cairo, and that is love on TV, and it's love on your radio, love on your television, love in the air, and love letters from Houston, the name of their newest EP, their debut EP. This is a very exciting time to be in the music business, coming out of COVID now, finally. And so if people want to get the new EP, where do they go? I guess Spotify, iTunes, all the places.
Everywhere. Yes.
Everywhere and anywhere. And so your plans are to tour. Right now you only have one show confirmed.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys will do an international tour. If people want to reach out to you and they want to say hi and get to know you around the world, the homies in Nigeria want to say hey. so where do they go? I mean, where can people find you on social media and on the web?
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. I love you, Cairo. Yeah.
Well, you guys are real and definitely have that chill vibe about you. You guys are laid back and having a lot of fun. And, you know, I really appreciate you doing this for us. And since the troops are tuned in and we've also got, you know, a worldwide audience for our meeting Cairo for the first time, you guys want to send out a message, a shout out you want to make to anybody?
Thank you for your service. And yes, just when you
thank
listen
you for watching.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for listening to us, I guess.
Hopefully you guys like us.
It's EJ and AK. How can you not like them? Thank you guys for being on the show. Cairo is the name of the band, and Love Letters from Houston is the name of their new EP. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV. Thanks for tuning in.